Hey, welcome back to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. This is your host, Tim Hunzey. Great to have you with us. We are continuing our mashup episodes where we ask our guests all the same questions, grab our favorite answers, and bring them to you. We all know the music business is a really hard business. So one of our favorite questions to ask is how you prevent burnout. Our first guest is a one and only Chris Dubois, hit songwriter, publisher, producer over at Seagale Music, and he has one of the most unique answers I've heard, and he first and foremost puts family up front, and then also gives a little advice on how he stays fresh as a songwriter.
Well, I prevented, my best prevention of burnout was marrying a woman who does not care about the music business. I go home and I don't talk about the music business. And she doesn't know anything unless there's something that I just have on my mind that I need to get off of it about work. We're not going to talk about the music business when I get home at night. And the weekends, I am not sitting around stressing about the music business. That's my biggest asset. And it has been, we started this company in 99. I got married in 2001. So my wife has been there for the majority, if not virtually all, of my publishing journey. And she is the biggest reason for me not getting burnout. But I will say, as a writer, that historically, the more I've written, the better I've written. And I've never been big on taking a bunch of time off from writing. So, I do think you do need breaks eventually, but I would thrive when I was writing with, great frequency. And even if I was writing during the day and then going to Brad's and writing at night, I just felt like I was just exercising a muscle that was in good shape. But again, it all comes back to just finding that balance in life, that you're not coming home to the music business. You're coming home to get away from it.
Now we hear from Nikki Sands with Gigs. She kind of leans into the healthy style of life, of trying to stay physically fit, but then also balances that with a spiritual side, a time to center herself and stay focused on the spirituality of life.
I burn out every Friday. That's my week. Every Friday, my friends, it's funny. My best friends are like, "How are we doing this Friday?" And I'm like, "Goodbye. I will see you Sunday." So anyways, my goal of 2025 was to avoid this, because it really is the worst. When you go so hard and you're spending every ounce of your being on the week, because every week is huge and really matters. By Friday, man, how do I do this? Well, I work out every morning. That really helps my mental health because it just, those endorphins, it's a good little hack. And I stay in every Friday night. That is how I know. I don't always close the laptop, but I know that whatever I need to get done, I can get done. And then every Sunday, I got church, I got my Bible study, and I have a Sunday supper with my best friends on Sunday. So Sunday is really my Sabbath for sure.
Try to do that. Definitely a five in the gym every Monday through Friday. Sanity. Otherwise, I'd be snapping necks. So it's...
Yes. And I will say, I play tennis. I grew up playing tennis. And so I'm on a league here. And having that, I didn't think I had time for it, but I realized how much I need competition in something that doesn't matter. And so it's everything. Every day is like, feels like life or death with the business. And so just going out and playing a game and being competitive in there is just very important too.
And now, Chris Wyatter, business manager. He tells us that it's important to have hobbies, set hard boundaries, as well as continuing to take care of yourself physically.
You have to have your hobbies. You have to have some sort of boundaries. The boundaries are the most important thing. You have to be flexible inside of those boundaries, especially for what we do for a living, because the phone will always ring. But there's times where you got to turn it off and you have to figure out how to reset, whether it be reading a book or for me to read a book and stare at the ocean. That's one of mine. But you've got to figure out what it is for you to where you can decompress. And then you also have to take care of yourself. You gotta hit the gym, you gotta work out, you can't just be sedentary and stuck in your ways. You gotta live life and put effort into it and eat healthy as best you can, and that will hopefully, in my opinion, is what keeps you from away from the burnout side of things. And also, you know, it helps when you love what you do.
Next up, we have Katie Kirkhover with BMG, who has a career coach, which I thought I never heard of that. But that was a great starting place for those that may need one. But also talks about how to really learn yourself, know who you are, and not be afraid to ask for help.
I have worked with a career coach for, 7 years now, 8 years. I call her my not-so-secret weapon at this point because I didn't have the tools needed. I had real-life experience and music experience, but I didn't have corporate or, you know, I was a hustler, right? Like I that's all I did was, I was self-employed. In managing burnout, I think it's, one, it's learn yourself and learn when you need help. And that was my biggest thing, was to be able to, I've hit burnout before, and learn when you need help, learn when to ask for help, and, you know, really arm yourself with the idea it's okay if you need a break for a second, if you need a breather, because you're going to be that much stronger when you come back. And as long as you're communicating with people and you're honest about, hey, this is important to me, it's not that it's not important to me, there's just not enough of me to go around right now. I'm trying my best to make sure that everyone is seen and heard. I'm about to fall off the cliff. So I'm going to pass the ball, and hopefully you've got somebody on your team that you can pass the ball to while you go up for air, and then you can come back.
And closing out this episode, we have hit songwriter Randy Montana. We seem to have a running theme here. He is just really points out the importance of staying physically fit, as well as leaning into his faith to remind him that all these things are going to work out.
We were talking about it before. It's like, I've gotten into running and stuff like that, and I really enjoy my time outside. It's super meditative to be outside doing that. When the weather's nice, when the weather's horrible, not so meditative. When it feels good outside, man, it's like, that's an amazing way to do that. But man, faith has been just, over the last, I don't know how many years, and prayer and things like that have really been like my foundation for things not feeling like the end of the world when they don't go well, or being super grateful when they do, and not getting, trying not to get too inflated. It's like that. I feel like that's the thing that really keeps me baseline is my faith, and being rooted in that has really made the highs amazingly high, but not too high, and made the lows something that I knew I was going to walk through anyway.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi, producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter, and this has been a Dime Collective production.